Got it, Rex.
Yeah, hi. Could I speak to Tony, please?
Yeah, this is Tony.
Tony, this is Dave. I met you yesterday. I came past yesterday and just asked you a few questions about mods for my WRX.
Yes, yeah, the one that had the cat back, I think you had on there. Is that right?
No, I had nothing, and we talked about...
I was talking about putting a cat back on there.
Putting a J-pipe and cold air intake.
That's
and
right. No,
the
I remember now. Yep.
Cob thing.
Yep.
Yes, which I did get. I went back and read the thing last night on the cob thing, and they were like, no, when you first install it, make sure your car's plugged into battery. That's where I got confused.
Yeah, yeah, no, it doesn't drain. They want you to do that just in case it drains your battery, and then if you drain the battery while you're flashing it, you actually kill the ECU.
Yes.
That's all that is.
Yes, that's what that, and I saw kill the ECU and went, oh, I'm not doing that then. I'll get someone that knows what they're doing to do it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Right. So I wanted to ring and book in, please.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds.
Sure.
Still there?
Yeah.
Sorry about
I'm
that.
Here. I'm here. No, you're fine.
All right. So you wanted to book in? Is that what you said?
Yes, please.
Yeah, and we're going to do J-pipe, cold air intake, and an access port.
Yes, please.
Yep. Perfect. And does the car need a service or anything like that, or is that already been done?
No, I had it serviced a couple of months ago, so that's all good.
Perfect. All right. So next available. Let me just work it out for you. It's not going to be for a few weeks, if that's all right.
Yeah, I'm not in a hurry. I was sort of thinking maybe like the end of November.
Yeah, you can do that. Do you want to do any particular day, like Monday to Friday works better for you?
Mondays are good usually for me, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I can do Monday 17th of November. Or 24th, or even the 1st of December, whatever sort of works for you.
Monday the 24th of November would be...
24th?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Easy, and your name was Dave, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave, and last name?
Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R.
Yeah, and phone number?
0414.
Yep.
849.
Yep.
051.
And what year was the car again?
It's MY18, 2017 so, build date. Yeah, but yeah,
close enough. So 18 is a Virex and it's a manual, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, easy, done. So J-pipe, colder intake and a tune. Oh, and the access port, obviously. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah. Sorry, just before you go, one last question on the access port, which I forgot to ask yesterday. Do you guys, when you install it, do I have to provide like a holder or something for it?
No, we can get them for you if you like. We've got ones that go on the top vent mount. Otherwise, you can just get like a magnetic phone mount. The access port's magnetic on the backside, so you can just put it on your phone mount, like in the, you know, the gauge, sorry, the vent phone mount, so you just slip them on. Yeah, you can use one of those because the access port doesn't have to be permanently plugged in. You can unplug it if you want.
Okay. I'll just do whatever you guys would normally do, and then if I want to, you know, get a different mount later, I can, I suppose. I didn't realise.
Like the ones we have, they're permanent, so you sort of can't take them out. They're a bit hard to get out. Like they come out, but it's not like a daily like removal thing. So it goes on top of the dash, you know, the aircon vent on the right-hand side?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it replaces that vent with another vent. So the vent still works, but it's got the access port mount built into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And
so you can still unplug the access port, it's just a little bit harder.
Leave the actual unit in?
Whichever option you want. If you've got that mount, normally you just leave it there. Otherwise, if you want to unplug it, you can just take the whole thing out. It doesn't actually have to be. The tune stays on the ECU. But you can just put the access port in the glove box if you want.
Okay. I was just sort of thinking about, you know, do people try and steal them?
What's that, sorry?
Do people try and steal them out of your car?
Not really, because they're unusable after they've been made into your car.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So for them to be able to use it, they'd have to send it back to Cobb, and then Cobb would have to sort of reset it, but then they charge probably $600 to do that, so no one's really going to pinch an access port.
Right. Okay, gotcha. I just, yeah, sorry, stupid question. Quite happily just go with whatever you guys normally do. That's fine.
Yeah, done. If you want to have a look, they're called Andro Motorsport Mounts.
Okay.
Yeah, so A-N-D-R-O. If you want to Google it when you get a chance, you can see what they look like. But we've got those in stock here.
Cool. Is that what you guys would normally just automatically do?
Normally, a lot of guys just have their own mounts already. And if they don't, we supply one of these ones.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is that something I can just tell you on the day, or do I need to give you notice?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. No, we've got them here anyway.
Oh, cool. I'll have a look at that Andro thing, and then if I do want to do anything different, I'll bring it with me, and otherwise I'll just,
go
with that one.
Done. Easy.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot for all your time yesterday too, and I sort of just dropped in and
No, you're right.
Yeah, it was great to meet you, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Easy. We'll see you on the 24th. I'll have everything ready here for you.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Tony.
All good. Thanks.
Cheers. Bye, mate.